Can't beat Raven.
$1,600 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match you with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/AnnaAndRaven. Allison, you ready to play?
I am, Anna. I am ready to play.
All right, here we go. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Allison. Good luck.
Thank you.
Allison, if you can do well, I think you've got a good shot today, okay? Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio.
We play every morning. Okay, let's go.
All right, so 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to do it?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Number 1, Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department has broken the Spotify record for the most streamed album in a day, and Fortnite is the most streamed song in a day. How many days are in a fortnight?
Four.
Number 2, Kevin Bacon visited the high school from Footloose for its 40th anniversary. In the movie Rock and Roll, and what else was banned from the conservative town where Kevin Bacon's character moved?
Dancing.
Number 3, according to a survey of 2,000 romance readers, Noah from The Notebook ranked as the best boyfriend, and Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey was ranked the best girlfriend. Who wrote The Notebook? What author?
Sparks.
Number 4, Justin Bieber made a rare onstage appearance during Tem's appearance at Coachella. What's the name of Bieber's clothing line?
I have no idea.
And number 5, rumors say that Martin Scorsese is considering Leonardo DiCaprio for a Frank Sinatra biopic. Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop, what do they call themselves, their group nickname?
The Rat Pack.
Let me bring Raven back in.
You.
Not bad. 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Not great, not terrible. Let's see. Did you say Stephen
not
King? Because that
not
was
terrible.
Definitely right.
She got the author question right. You won't. Number 1, Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department has broken the Spotify record for the most streamed album in a day, and Fortnite is the most streamed song in a day.
No surprise.
How many days are in a fortnight?
14.
14 is correct. Number 2, Kevin Bacon visited the high school from Footloose for its 40th anniversary. In the movie Rock and Roll, and what else was banned from the conservative town where Kevin Bacon's character moved?
Dancing.
Dancing is correct.
That's right.
Number 3, according to a survey of 2,000 romance readers, Noah from The Notebook ranked as the best boyfriend. Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey was ranked best girlfriend.
We're not going to read into that too much.
Who wrote The Notebook?
I mean, Stephen King, obviously.
Nicholas Sparks. You were right, Allison. Number 4, Justin Bieber made a rare onstage appearance during Tem's appearance at Coachella. What's the name of Bieber's clothing line?
Drew House.
Drew House is correct.
Yeah.
Drew? What is Drew? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
It's his middle name. Number 5, rumors say that Martin Scorsese is considering Leonardo DiCaprio for a Frank Sinatra biopic.
You know what? I could see that.
Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and Joey Bishop. They call themselves what group nickname?
They were the Rat Pack.
That's right. I'm sorry, Allison. 4 to 3 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Allison and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,700 tomorrow, Anna.